A Homer pilot who has spent the last 2 weeks helping the organization Agape Flights deliver aid to earthquake victims in Haiti made her first flight into the country on Monday. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has more.
Stephanie Anderson, a pilot for Homer-based Smoky Bay Air, flew a twin otter loaded with enough tents to house 3,000 people from Sebastian, Florida into Port-au-Prince Monday afternoon. The scene she found there was chaotic.
Air traffic control there is just a huge mess. They have more traffic than you can imagine trying to get in there. And they've got, this poor Haitian controller that is not used to dealing with that level of traffic. So it's really hard to get on the radio, and it's really hard to know what other planes are around you. So what we did is we went under the clouds, and then it's basically just us looking for planes. They don't have any radar down there. And you're landing with every kind of aircraft, from single-engine Cessnas to C-5s, C-130s, UN helicopters. If there's even remotely bad weather and you can't do what we did and go visual, it would be even worse.
Anderson and her co-pilot, Rook Nelson, managed to sneak in behind a C-130 and land at the airport, where hundreds, if not thousands, of aid workers and military personnel are living in temporary tent cities. Anderson says a group of Haitian men were eager to offload their supplies and express their gratitude for the help. When it was time to go, three girls, two Americans and an Australian with an American green card, suddenly climbed into the plane, asking for transport to the United States. Anderson and Nelson were inclined to oblige, but recent changes to Haitian immigration rules, says Anderson, have prevented many aid workers from leaving.
And so you've got these volunteers that are in there, and they didn't volunteer for the long haul. They kind of thought they were just going down to Haiti to help out, and then they're going to leave. And they don't have a way to get out. And so what they're doing is they're going over the general aviation ramp, or the cargo ramp. They're just asking pilots, hey, could you give me a ride out? We kind of thought, yeah, of course. Yeah, well, let's see your papers. Okay. Then one of the guys at the airport came up and said, they've said, actually, you can't do that. You can't take them off the cargo ramp. You have to process them through the international terminal just like you would any other travelers. If you break those rules, there'll be a $10,000 fine, and they'll put the registration number of an aircraft on a list, so every time you cross the U.S. border, the whole aircraft will get torn apart.
The girls had to get off the plane. The only other option for stranded workers, says Anderson, is to try to make it to the Dominican Republic and catch a commercial flight. The waiting list for such flights, however, is 3 weeks long. Bureaucracy, says Anderson, is beginning to seriously impede efforts to provide aid.
Just last night at 9 o'clock, I got a call that there's a group of orphans that needs to get out of Cape Haitian. So we have about 15 kids that are ready to go that have parents waiting in the United States. And we figure if we can get them out before the rules change, we can get 15 kids that were orphaned by the earthquake into that orphanage. So I got a call at 9 o'clock last night that this is the case. We need to get 15 kids out. And I've been all day just like stretching my brain, trying to figure out how we're going to do this and what planes we're going to use. And my head's spinning.
Anderson is committed to spending at least one more week with Agape Flights, but she's thinking about staying longer. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.